Somebody hit Eileen on the back of the head over there. Now all the way down. Yes, Lord. What you're doing is it's actually a demon out of you accusing the Lord. You come to his face and just blaspheme him. Boy, we getting down inside you now. Ooh, that was getting another Leviathan out of the sea down in there, aren't we? Oh, the wind so hard, and I just can't understand. You know what you're doing when you're talking like that to the Lord? You know what you're doing? You're telling him he's a lie because he said, if no man be a fool, he'll not err therein. Or either you're telling him you're just lower than a fool, one or the other. I don't know which. Oh. Be not a fool, for Satan be a fool before God by confessing hath been sublime. Be not entrapped by your old ways. Stand like a man and look on his face. And settle now before we go any farther. Stand before the Lord with the blood in your hand. His blood in your hand. Leave that there. Oh, just hold one hand out towards the sacrifice. Lord Jesus, see you hanging right there before me. All your needs met. All my needs met right there upon your body. Right on your fleshly body. Confess your need met, and just take that hand of blood and just wipe it all down over. Oh, that's it. Just wipe it right down over. Whoa. Sacrifice of love with his blood in your hand. Make your confession. Need hath been when on the body of Jesus hanging before me. Then wipe slowly with the blood from head to feet. This pours the sacrifice down upon you and meets all your need in the way that is true. His way so plain. if I say any more, I'll disobey him. Oh, 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 sing it out. Exactly what he said. We want to develop this faith in us, develop our needs met, because he's seeking to set your life in order. Now, bring it rest in faith to where he can begin to make a useful vessel out of you. And if you disobey him in this, and you continue on in your unrest and your unbelief, pretty soon something will snare you, and you'll be set off in a little corner somewhere just doing partial service to the Lord. And this is terrible. When you have delivered to you the secret of ages. You have delivered to you the secret that Jesus was speaking about when he said, whithersoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. You have the secret delivered to you to become an eagle of God. You know what an eagle of God is? That's the one that rises to the highest pinnacle in the power of God. And it comes by you gathering together at the sacrifice and getting your needs met. And coming there to feed continually. Now, if you want to be a little mockingbird or a canary or a dove or even a jackass, all right. But if you want to move as an eagle of God, then do it his way. Gather together where the carcass is. Whithersoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered. You know, he didn't say, what about those other little sparrows? And the little timid birds? He knew they wouldn't come to the carcass. But he was also telling us a secret. He was speaking about the last days. Because of the wickedness and the great job that has to be done, God uses eagles. The last day move of God is called unicorns and eagles. You have no excuse not to become one, because it's so simple, so easy. The only way you won't become it is that you'll just disobey and say, well, I need to go do something else. Now, Lord told you to stop everything and do this. Stop you trying to prophesy on your tape. Stop everything and get this developed. That's what he said do. Well, what are we going to do about those you're supposed to turn over your own tape? Don't worry about it. I ain't wait on them. But I don't make you disobey the Lord. He said, develop this thing in life and let's do it. I will. Hath been done.
After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I had heard like the sound of a trumpet speaking with me, said, come up here and I will show you what must take place after these things. Immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, the throne was standing in heaven, and one sitting on the and he who was sitting was like a jasper stone and a sardius in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne like an emerald appearance, and around the throne were 24 thrones, and upon the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white garments and golden crowns upon their heads. And from the throne proceed flashes of lightning, and the sounds and peals of thunder. And there were seven lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And before the throne there was, as it were, a sea of glass like crystal. And in the center and around the throne, four living creatures full of eyes in front and behind. Like a lion, and the second creature like a calf, and the third creature had a face like of a man, and the fourth creature was like a flying eagle. And the four living creatures, each one of them having six wings, and full of eyes around and round, and day and night they did not cease to say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God, the Almighty, who was and is, who is to come. And when the living creatures give glory and honor and thanks to him sits upon the throne, to him who lives forever and ever, the 24 elders will fall down before him who sits on the throne, and will worship him who lives forever and ever. and will cast their crowns before the throne, saying, worthy art thou, our Lord and our God, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou didst create all things, and because of thy will they existed.